Boy, they better have sat on the floor. If they took some chief seats, I think there was an interesting discussion on the way back to Capernaum that afternoon or evening. But I don't know. And I see Jesus coming in going, Hadassah, I haven't seen you since I was a boy. How are you? How's your husband? Is he well? Shimon, Judah, Yohanan, how are you? Are you still making pottery? You used to make... This is home. So he sits where? Now, again, in the interest of time, I wanted to do this whole thing, but we can't. So now comes the time, and everyone stands. Would you stand once more? You think Jesus had his tassels? Let's join that synagogue full of people in Shema, just the English. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Amen. Now it's time for prayer. Can you see Jesus praying? Pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now comes Kabbalat Shabbat. At least see the smile on Jesus' face as the word of God passes among the community. As the Hazan holds it up to say, look, the words are still here. Can you feel the joy of his soul? Now, the Bible does not record what passage he read from Torah. You can figure that out. Just go on the internet, look up the portion of the day, and it'll tell you what passage accompanies Isaiah 60 and 61. All that Luke records is a little bit of 61. But I want you to hear the end of 60, because even if Jesus didn't recite 60, they knew what was in 60. You want to hear a little bit of 60? And the Lord says, you Nazareth people, never again will your sun set, nor will your moon ever wane. All your people will be righteous. You are the shoot that I have planted, the work of my hands. The least of you will become a great nation, and the least of you will become a thousand, and the smallest of you a great nation. I, the Lord, will do this swiftly. You are the shoot that I have planted. You are the work of my hands. Tell me what these Nazareth people are thinking. That's why we're here. And then Jesus gets to 61, which didn't have chapters. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, for he anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoner, the recovery of sight from the blind, to release the oppressed, to declare the year of God's special favor. These are the very words of God. Amen. And then you sit down. And the Bible says, so did he. It also says they put away the scroll. And the eyes of everyone, want to hear the Hebrew? Were fastened onto him. Velcro. Are you kidding me? Could you think of a better passage? By the way, the next verse that he skipped says, and the day of the Lord's vengeance is coming. Now, he may not have skipped that, but Luke doesn't mention it. But they would have known it. Now it's time for the sermon. He would have been sitting. Today, this scripture has come true in me.